I'm Don Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It may have been a while since you've heard anything about the war on drugs in the Philippines. Unfortunately, the bloodshed has not slowed down. But could the gospel bring relief to this nation? And in the Middle East, opportunities are growing for children to receive an education, but none of it happens without your help. Learn all about it and find your cause today on Mission Network News. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs has taken a bloody turn. Police officers recently killed 32 people in a series of raids in the single deadliest day of his anti-drug campaign, Asian Access's Herman Moldez.
The usual explanation is that they fought back, and so the police just, you know, fought back as well, and all of them were killed. So this is a cause for alarm, and this really put the whole country again thinking and putting drug war at the center of issue.
Studies show that nearly 2 million people in the Philippines are active drug users. Moldez says that though the government crackdown has provided some temporary relief, it's not a long-term or ethical solution. He says the church is playing an important role in addressing the root issue.
Government have been asking really the church and the pastors to help, because the users themselves are saying this is a missing component in the drug rehabilitation. They need to be reconnected with God, and the church is in the forefront of that.
Asian Access is also involved by training pastors to reach drug users for Christ. Moldez asked that you pray that God would continue to show them how they can make a difference and that he'd change the president's heart. You're listening to Mission Network News. College students are preparing to return to Charlottesville, Virginia, just barely a week after protests that turned violent. But as students mourn and learn to heal along with the rest of the city, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is there to help. InterVarsity's Tom Lynn.
You know, there are three areas I think we tend to focus on in terms of a Christian response, and we are seeing this on the ground at UVA as well. The first type of response is prophetic. You know, we need to help our student leaders call people to reject the idolatry of racism. A second is evangelistic. I mean, inviting people to repentance in Jesus. And then the third response we want to prepare them for is to have a pastoral response, discipling people towards racial reconciliation, you know, helping walk alongside fellow students who may be struggling.
For decades, InterVarsity has been dedicated to multi-ethnicity and racial reconciliation on college campuses.
I think when non-Christians encounter InterVarsity groups as diverse as ours, as I said, you know, 54% are non-white, they note it and they say things like, you know, only Jesus could bring people together across so many differences. How does that happen? How does that work?
Please pray for Charlottesville's college campuses and their ethnic and racial reconciliation, and learn more at missionnews.org. And finally, today, last year, we told you about plans for a new school in a refugee camp in Lebanon. Now, Dale Dielman of 10 Schools International reports, even after being forced to change locations, the school is thriving.
It's just a real testimony to people, particularly the teachers, who are just staying with it. They're not discouraged. They see this as a growing opportunity.
Building a relationship with the 10 schools has taught the organization a new way to look at partnerships.
To be a real partner walking alongside and saying, how can we help? It's more than just saying, oh, here's some money for startup, and then walking away from it. We really now need to be with them as they continue to develop and expand their program.
The school is planning to take on 100 students next year, but 10 Schools needs your help to spread the gospel through the school.
10 Schools International has committed to paying the teacher salaries for this coming year. However, that doesn't account for some of the other expenses, such as rent, heat, because it does get very cold there in the winter, and electricity and other school supplies, etc.
And if you'd like to help, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free booklet called Excelling in Relationships at our website. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.